Gavel?
Oh, yeah, no, it's just not to say hi.
Thank you. Welcome to the Portland City Council. Carla, would you please call the roll?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Novick?
Here.
Hales?
Welcome, everybody. Mayor Hales is out of the country, I understand. So as the president of the council, I will be chairing the meeting, and I will ask you to indulge me. Carla is here to help me through this. And I want to begin with the standard script that we read at the beginning of every council meeting. The purpose of council meetings is the orderly consideration of the public's business. Preservation of order and decorum is necessary for due consideration of matters before council. The public is welcome to attend all of our meetings. During the meetings, there will be time-limited opportunities for public comment on various agenda items. Although citizens can sign up for communications, public testimony on a council calendar item must address the matter being considered. Please state your name for the record. We don't need your address, and you don't have to address anybody on the council as you do when you testify before the state legislature. If you are a lobbyist, please disclose that information at the start of your testimony. If you are here representing an organization, please let us know that as well. Unless otherwise established by the council, each community member will have up to 3 minutes to speak. At 2 minutes and 30 seconds, you'll hear a beep and a light with a flash on the box in front of you. At 3 minutes, you'll hear four beeps and the light will flash. At 4 minutes, you'll be escorted off the premise. No, at four. We ask you to honor the time limits because, as Commissioner Fritz always reminds us, by keeping to the time limits, we give more opportunities for other members of the public to testify. I ask that you respect the time limit so there's time for others. Please give handouts to Council Clerk Carla, and she will distribute any documents and information to the council. And again, please remember to limit your testimony to the item at hand. Council rules of procedure seek to preserve the public order and to ensure that council's deliberations proceed efficiently and that all those who want to participate get to be heard. Conduct that disrupts the meeting, for example, shouting during a presentation, interrupting testimony or deliberations, will not and cannot be allowed. Please show your support or displeasure with your hands by waving thumbs up or thumbs down. This is the technical part, forgive me. This is a warning that anyone disrupting this proceeding may be escorted from council chambers and excluded from City Hall. Lastly, if necessary, in the event that the council meeting goes beyond 12, we may take a break at 12:30 for lunch. I don't think today we'll need to do that. Carla, are there any procedural items that we need to take up before we go to communications?
I think we're okay.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. So we'll start the day. We have five communications from the public. Thank you all for coming out. Carla, would you please read the